The God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Candahl Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
That we have covered until today. But today we would like to emphasize on that faith, because we've been testifying on the daring faith, crazy faith. And you know that crazy faith, you stepping out into the unknown, not knowing what is out there, and trying to think out ways on how to survive or how the thing's going to come to pass, because you believe and you completely trust God, just like a child trusting their parents. You know, when they look up to their parents and their parents say something, they completely believe them, or your children will completely believe you, like mine, or even my grandchildren. They'll completely believe, like whatever that you tell them, or they tell you, they have faith that you're going to be there for them, or they're going to have their lunch to be taken, or whatever that you tell them, it's going to happen. Well, faith is a little bit like that in the physical. You need to, to believe this God like a child, like you believe that everything is going to be okay, which means you say it and you don't think about it. You believe in it and you know it's going to happen because of that faith that you have in you. So faith, it cancels the intellectual and also cancels all the reason. Because if you have to bring your intellect reason, it cancels faith.
Because faith is the opposite of fear.
Yeah.
Because if you have fear, you will need everything to support you. Then you do it. Faith You just do it.
Yeah.
Because you believe. You don't need anything to support you. You just believe in the word
of God.
Of God.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Because in Romans 10:17 it says that faith comes by hearing, but by hearing the word of God. So you need to hear the word of God. Because that word of God is God himself. Because in John 1:1 it says, in the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so the word is God. You're hearing the word of God, and it builds up your faith. What word of God? Any word of God. The word of God. Either listening or tuning to a preaching, or you read the Bible, read the word of God, not hearing any other story, not watching any other movie in the secular world. Yeah, you have your, you know, your moments of your social life.
Yes.
But you need to, you know,
feed yourself.
Yeah, feed yourself with the
feed
word of God.
Feed your soul.
And
with
through your ears.
Hearing.
In your eyes, and whatever
read
you read
it, and meditate,
yeah,
and study,
yes,
and then you live it. That's when the word of God materializes,
yeah,
in you, and that's what we call faith.
Faith.
Because faith is the substance of things hoping for, and the evidence of things
not seen. You're stepping out in faith with that faith, you know, boldness and confidence in faith. You need to hear the word of God.
Word of God.
Yeah. You need to hear the word of God. You need to learn and meditate on the word of God. Yeah. Amen. So for those of you tuning in this morning, when you hear the word of God, because the word of God is God himself, and according to that Bible verse that we always repeat every Sunday in Psalms 1:1, it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord is the word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night, which means whenever you're driving, wherever you're working, you meditate on the word of God. How can I meditate on the word of God? Take a Bible verse, put it in your mind. If it says Luke 1:37, with God, nothing is impossible. Take that Bible verse, meditate in your mind, day and night. And then it says, it will be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time. The leaves will never get dry. Whatever he touch, it shall prosper. Remember, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of nothing, in the midst of losing your job, in the midst of financial constraint, in the midst of completing, everything that your resources that used to come with nothing there, in the midst of it all, when you meditate on the word of God and you trust in the word of God and you look around and check the people around you, they don't bring negatives, they don't bring gossips, a slander and lies, you check and change, the people that surround you.
Because
all those things, then you shall be in the midst of everything, you will remain blessed.
Because the people around you will send sound into your ears.
Yeah.
So whatever you hear depends on the people around you.
Yeah. That's why it's very important.
Very important.
For you to check the people around you.
Your fellowship with the right people.
Yeah.
If you fellowship with eagles, he'll fly like an eagle.
Hallelujah.
But if you fellowship with bat and owl, then you will fly like them. So we encourage you.
Hallelujah.
This is the time that you are fellowshipping with eagles.
Hallelujah.
And we are so delighted to say in this program, Solomon,
hallelujah,
he said, do not rely on your wisdom,
amen,
and your knowledge. Trust in the Lord with everything, and amen, he will direct your path. Oh, hallelujah. And that's why we are encouraging you, listen, hear the word of God,
hallelujah.
5-6, 8-9, this program, God of our nation. Ooh, at 3:00 in the afternoon, live from Foswa, another word of God. So the more you hear,
carry your Bible with you. Every Christian has got a Bible. If you're listening in today, you don't belong to any denomination, find a Bible. The Bible that talks about God. And read this Bible because it's full of promises. And according to his word in Numbers 23:19, it says about his word that God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. Whatever word of God that is written in here, when you believe, he will fulfill. He will fulfill. He will fulfill. Because he's not a man to lie. He cannot lie to himself. And he cannot lie about the word that he's promised you. I mean, the churches can come in with their doctrines, with their belief, like what we are offering you, listening, tuning in to certain programs that we have, that you can hear the word of God. But the basic thing, go to the word of God. Read the Bible, because the Bible is the Bible. There's no other Bible out there but the Bible. So you pick the Bible and you read the word of God. You read and you meditate on the word of God. You believe in the word of God, because the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It says in Hebrews 4:12, it's sharper than any double-edged sword. Not only that, it penetrates between the soul and the spirit, it penetrates between the bone and the marrow, and then it discerns the attitude of your heart. Oh, hallelujah. Before you even know that you don't have any money, before you even know there is no food on the table, before you didn't know even know whether you have enough money to pay your bill, this God knows. Why? Through the power of his word. Because he discerns the attitude of your heart. He is there. You may be logging in today all over the world, wherever you are. Maybe, like what I said, through Zoom meeting or through a zone, sitting down with the social distancing here in Fiji or wherever you are, or worship center, or even just by logging in at home. Only God knows.
What are you going through?
Oh, hallelujah.
God knows.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why God wants to interfere with your daily life.
Yes.
Because our God wants to bless you. He said, I alone, those the plan
I have for you.
I have for you. And the plan to bless
prosper.
You.
Yeah.
To prosper.
Never to harm you.
Overflow.
Hallelujah.
Never to harm you. And set you a future that you hope for.
Amen.
That is the God that we are sharing today.
Yes.
He wants to intervene into our life. Struggling.
Amen.
Broken. Rejected. Empty. Or frustrated. He wants to come into you.
Hallelujah.
And by hearing what we're sharing today, it's not by coincidence.
Yeah.
No. When he walked past Bartimaeus, he knew that there is a blind man.
Hallelujah.
Sitting there. When he walked past that woman, issues of blood, he knew. When he walked past that tree, the sycamore, he knew that there is a boss of a company, a CEO, is sitting up there. His name is Zacchaeus, a rich man,
Hallelujah.
A ruler. He knew. He knew exactly who you are,
yes,
and what you're facing.
Yeah.
My friend,
Hallelujah.
This God is so concerned about everybody's life.
Amen.
Everyone. You are not left out.
Hallelujah.
God is Jesus can die for you. Even you, the only person ever.
Hallelujah.
Lived. Jesus still die for you.
Yeah.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world. That means everyone.
Yeah.
Someone
told believers or non-believers alike.
Hindu, Muslim,
atheist.
He died for everyone.
Yeah.
And then whoever believes shall enter into everlasting life. That is the promise of God.
Hallelujah.
And he's not a man that he can lie. No, a son of
man to change his mind. Hallelujah.
He want to intervene, my brother.
Yes.
He want to intervene.
So you're logging in this morning with your need. You're logging in this morning with your obstacle. You're logging in this morning with your issues. There's a lot of things that is out there in front of you that you know you don't have any power to change it.
Yes.
You don't have any finances or any resources to change the situation. You know, you're stuck in the middle. You may be, you know, trying a lot of things throughout the week or since COVID started, and you're trying to make do with the little that you have. Whatever situation that you're standing on, whatever situation that you're thinking about, whatever situation that you're stuck with, this morning we want to recommend there is a name that is above all names, the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
The miracle working name.
Jesus.
And this name, he can do absolutely anything. You know, the unthinkable, he can do it for you.
Yes.
When you believe, he does the unbelievable, the things that you cannot even fathom, your mind cannot even fathom, he can do that for you. Now, Hebrews 11:6, it says that faith pleases God, but you need to believe that he exists, and that's a secret. Yeah, he rewards those who diligently seek him.
I believe it's very important to go back to that faith pleases God.
Hallelujah.
Imagine if we are serving God, but we don't believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faith pleases. You want to
pay? And I said, no, I don't check my pay. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's just amazing.
Hallelujah.
Because I believe I began to work. And not trusting on the resources that I have, even though I was working. So when I stepped out to come and do full-time work, I was so used to it.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's normal. It's like, you know, there was something coming anyway. I fast and pray for everything. It may sound, you know, a bit stupid, if you can call it that way, to be fasting and praying
for the food
on the table and everything while I have my pay going into this account, you know, like in a physical, like in a wrong. Okay, we are So I have practiced that, and I lived like that, and became normal. We never knew that we were going to walk into my TV with more than $500,000 debt. We never knew. But God knew. Just like when you're standing in the altar this morning with your Holy Communion, I mean, your thoughts are limited. It's just for now. And the things that you have written, the things that you have desired, are not far out into years to come. You know, only limited. But this God, you know, the priceless thing about him, he knows your ending. He knows you because he creates you. He can do it just a little portion of percentage of your life. But he's seen the 100% of your life. And I believe that. Because when I was working, when I stepped out, he knew the time will come for me to come like that. And not only that, but to walk into a company with more than half a million debt, it didn't even bother me. It didn't disturb me. I knew exactly what to do. So we were having a good laugh about it last Friday. We were having a lunch or breakfast, and I was sharing with them. You know, when I look back, the first 3 months of starting this company or coming into my TV with Stanley, and most of the time when we go with Stanley Simpson and Nate, when we go to the meeting, we'll come, go, sit in the meeting. Sometimes you sit in the boardroom and say, oh, we really like this boardroom. And we'll be, you know, saying, okay, one day our boardroom will be like this. We were talking about the meeting that we were going to was not a meeting for them to come and sponsor, was not a meeting for promotion, was not a meeting for making money. It was a meeting to come and owe up to your debt and pay your debt. And it's amazing. Sometimes when we walk into the car laughing it off, it was nothing. We knew there was a debt to be paid, but you have such peace in your heart knowing it's not your work. God is going to do that for you. And you may be listening in this morning. There are other things that is out there, and you know fully well you don't have the resources to be able to do that. You don't have the need, you know, the things that are in front of you to be able to meet with everything that is going through your mind and going through your heart. It's disturbing you. Not praying well. Somebody va come affecta kana muloto, affecta kana mwasu. O sa sanga ni va come mira kwa mira kwa leto. Sangre tu ne va mo kira na mwaka sa mna kai kula mala ngata tiko. Na mata kani ko kero be kai biko. Le be biko ko no no lewa. Be ko ai meta kaba ya. So when we came in, like what I said, we were sharing this morning. You know, the joy of stepping out and just doing. I've lived my life now. I just know it's going to be good. So turn to the person next to you. It's going to be good. Oiko kabiko, I'm good. Hallelujah. Kabiko divinaka, niko rawa. Sana niwe iko narana yenda kava. Na nono mukalo we nada kava biko.
Mbaleta, mbaleta ngo. Niko wakambauta na kalo.
Hallelujah.
Everything will be good.
Amen.
And you start to confess that everything will be good.
Hallelujah.
So the power of your confession.
Amen.
Because your faith. Kabiko na voltambu. Kane voltambu wango. Sanga ikaya na elewa.
Hallelujah.
Kwe turumi na malamu. Oya uki uterana tutuli sulu. Naga wae positive kindo na mosa. Baleta na mbuga mbota.
Amen.
Ni vinaka na mbuga mbota. Ena positive na mbuga tutusa.
Yeah.
Ni positive na mbuga tutusa. Ena positive na kakwa na taukena.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So kebakasa na kaini tiko. Nikuwa kebakasa na mbela wiko kai tiko. Hallelujah. Kebakasa na kakana chikibale kaini tiko. Mbapo termatelom. You know the power of your confession. When you say it, it's going to happen. I will share with us a testimony. We were sitting with Nate. Nate may be logging in this morning. And we were downstairs. When we moved to this building, we started downstairs.
Yeah.
And that was in September 2016. And after that, then we moved upstairs to where we are currently at. And we never had a boardroom then. So it was just a round table, open concept. Just a few, you know, two rooms maybe. And we were sitting, going through the bills. And at the end of the month, we put in a contribution from Mr. Stanley Simpson and Sterry, and also from the New Methodist, or from the ministry. And that particular month, we were sitting there. I think that was in 2017, either on a Feb or March. And we were sitting on that round table. We were trying to balance the book. And I was telling Nate, okay, clear this, clear that, clear that. And we were left with the bill. And then I told Nate, I need 9,000. I need 9,000. So I wrote nine. I had a book. Sitting on the table, I wrote 9K with a red pen and I circled. So we had a good laugh. Like what I said, when you have faith, a childlike faith, you know there's certain things you cannot do. It's on a cap, but you're going to be good. 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 The quicker you can leave it, the better. Because indirectly, you're trying to tell God, I cannot fix this.
You,
and then he will,
you
fix,
will
it.
Fix it.
Yeah, he will fix it. So we sat there. So we had a good laugh. I looked at Nate and I said, man, I'm really hungry. I really want to have a cup of tea. And Siteri was there. So she came and she said, oh, I've got some biscuit. And so what kind of biscuit? Oh, the cookies. What kind of cookie? Cream or plain? She said plain. I said, no, I don't want to have plain cookies. Just make myself a cup of tea. So we had, we made our tea and we were sitting. And as we were sitting, because we were facing the door, there was a knock on the door. The door opened and there was this gentleman, an Indian man. The Fijian gentleman with the Fijian lady, a couple. Thank you, Mr. Ali. You may be watching this this morning. And thank you, Auntie Pedi. So they walked in. When they walked in, I saw Auntie Pedi actually holding a cake box, and it's written there, a Holiday Inn. So I look at them, and then they said, oh, we're coming. you. So I stood up and said, okay, I'll see you two in my office. So I walked to the office, I called them in. They came, they said, and I looked at Auntie Patty, she was just sobbing, crying, as she sat down. So I looked and said, okay, what happened? And I closed the door. Mr. Ali turned to me, he's a Muslim. He turned and then he said, Auntie Rai, I don't know what happened. Last night, I believe I heard it right. I don't know why I kept on seeing your face until this morning. And he said, in actual fact, we sold one of our property. And I had the type, I was supposed to take it to a Makbul, like the Muslim mosque. And he said, I don't know what happened. And this morning, I just stood up, I told Auntie Patty, come, we go to the bank. And the wife kept on crying and crying. She turned and she said, you know, when we sold the property, when he was talking about the finances, in my heart, I kept on praying with my girls and my daughters. I kept on praying, Lord, allow him to give to the right place on the tithe of our property. And it's amazing. And she said, when he called me this morning to go to the bank, he didn't even tell me anything. We went to the bank. We were lining up at the bank. And after we came out from the bank, he turned to me and he said, we're going to see Auntie Rai. And on the way up, and then she said, then I remembered, for me, just to bring your favorite cake, because I always like the cheesecake from Holiday Inn. So she went and got me a cheesecake. And I turned to, you know, I was really humbled with the fact, here I was, very hungry, not really hungry that I will die, but you know, I would love to eat something, and I was not really keen to eat the biscuit, but God knew before even that day that I was going to say to myself, I really wanted to eat something, or before even that day when I circled that 9K in red, God knew. And I'll continue to say that, because you'll be standing today, you may not see what is there, you may not know what's going to come, but your God knows. He needs you to rise to another level of loving him, of serving him, and being diligent in the things that you do. So that morning, he turned to me and then he said, Auntie Rai, this is the tithe of my property. And then he gave the envelope. We prayed over. And he said, I'm building another property for my two sons. He went on and on. And then after we prayed and they left, I said, look, I really want to thank you, because only God knew what we were doing this morning. Where I stood up from on that round table, we had our book. We were talking about our finances this morning. I circled a figure out there on the book. And also, I was hungry. But God knew. He worked in his own miraculous way. Look, I'm sharing this because it happened to me, but it can also happen to you. All you need to do, you need to believe. And then he turned and he said, the tithe for the property that we sold is $9,000. And he was actually handing me an envelope that had $9,000 cash. After they left, I came and I called Nati and I said, Nati, come. It's amazing how God works. I wrote what we need. I knew what is lacking. But I didn't want to, you know, tie my brain or even wreck my brain to try and think how I'm going to get it done. I just believe and I know that he will do it. You know, obviously he did it. And not even a day later, the moment, the timing was so great. The instant it was. So your level of faith, it needs to arise from one level to another level. When you know you believe and have faith for something that is less and you begin to come, don't rest there. Continue to believe it for greater things, bigger things. And then it elevates you, take you to another level of your faith with him. And the stronger it becomes, the more you are reliant on God and the more confident that you can trust in God. Hallelujah.
And it's so amazing that God go to the exact figure.
Yes.
Of nine grand.
Hallelujah.
You were sitting on 9 grand. You pen the 9 grand. And God provide the 9 grand.
Hallelujah.
To prove that he's not a man.
Not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind.
No, son of man to change.
You know, sometimes when you write things and you begin to look around, you're going to bang around. If you never make a lot of making, oh, no, we're serving. Oh, no, we're going to get rid of it. 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 You go care care wawa kisa iko nama kami desile. Rena na kalo kwa kati ko beru na biwa tino rogu ingo. Endo e muslimani, endo beru e wambote na kalo. Na wati na marama ni viti ko wambote na kalo kero tona luvian. Yoko ango e muslimani. Amen. Ke wakaru ni hizo kama na kalo me rogo adiko. Okwe na boke na taka na kake na A willing. Oh, Mr. Ali, kwa sateka boreza na kalo wero tonga rabati ko nono na viti na. Vano na na viti na. You know? Like what I said. You don't think and try to reason.
Don't reason.
Don't reason out how it's going to happen. You just believe that it's going to happen, because, and it will happen.
Because when you reason,
sarong uti weekend dalam mosa ni kalu, ni siyani kuwa, sangay pagtao weekend dalam nandeng dingi, kabi kendre bol tambu ko saru mo dono gobosa kada kabu ken ndo na ka satoma tobuku satoto wata ken ndo satara no vale en ndal ni batu e ke bga ndo saru mo dono gobosa kasi nda kabu ken ndo na ka satoma talilia satoto wata ndo na satara no vale en ndal ni nuku ni na tauna uda do kon ndo mbui na liwa na dangi na tamba kana vale kwa ya en mbale sakale uno no mbale sabi mbuli en ni bikenda turangel mara ma zorbo ken ngone lewa en abuno limu go New Zealand na bosu nikal wenda saru wada na numa tiko nga tubo garo tuna New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingara bino ndambula ena singo bina gani kwa nga ingiri ngiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku ni otitoko redake wakalunga teki kenda.